I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Okay, so we were just hearing from a couple of climate experts with their take on the record temperatures and dangerous wildfires breaking out all over the Northern Hemisphere right now. Of course, you don't need to be a climate expert to figure out that it's super hot outside. And it's not just hot, it's dry, too. In many places, prolonged drought is leaving fields brown and making life difficult for farmers, even at a time of year when they might be starting to think about harvesting their grain crops. So here now are some thoughts from two farmers. One is Megs Reynolds. She's in Saskatchewan up in Canada. But first, here's Matthew Grindle, a farmer in the Midlands region over in the United Kingdom.
We had the worst winter we've had for a long time, then followed by end of April. We went from sort of winter to sort of spring to summer in a matter of number of days. And May was very hot and dry, although we did have torrential rain at the end of May. And then 25th of May, I think, was our last rain. Not weather that we're used to in the UK, you know.
When Matthew talked about going from an extremely harsh winter into summer, that is exactly what we had pretty much all winter. So we went through a ton of feed for animals. The way they stay hot is, or keep their body temperature up, is by eating. So you need to have extra food rations. Ranchers were really relying on being able to have a good hay gear to replace those rations. And you know, we just finished cutting and baling our own stuff. We've got about 20 head of cattle, and we got a third of the bales that we normally get. And the pastures are all just drying up. So we're in a similar position. We might be needing to start feed hay that we've put aside for winter. So just to start feeding now, that's hard.
The potatoes we grow look okay at the minute, but they're not doing anything now. So if we don't get any rain for another 2 weeks, I think there'll probably be a write-off. Everywhere we look with the wheat and the barley and stuff, they're all shriveled up. The quality won't be there and the yields won't be there. So it's already had an effect on a lot of stuff.
We seeded a little bit later than normal because we were dealing with that winter that went longer than normal. I was going one day and I actually had to shut the AC off in the tractor because it was overheating. So I kind of roasted myself in the tractor trying to keep seeding when the temperature was something that we don't normally see during seeding for us.
That was Megs Reynolds in Saskatchewan up in Canada and Matthew Grindle in England, two farmers in different parts of the Northern Hemisphere, both experiencing serious challenges because of the record heat this summer.